Courage is doing the untried. This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with a thought for today. Courage is doing the untried. I've just recently returned from a visit to Farmington, New Mexico, where we had a beautiful Indian ceremony, Indian Nation ceremony there, on spiritual inner awareness, and it was a fantastic program. Courage is doing the untried. What is untried in your life? I had a very strong discussion with our family at the breakfast table this morning, with our family of monks, and I said to them, what are the three most important things that we must do in our lifetime to have our lifetime be fulfilled? And Ingeborg said one thing.
Being myself and having fun. Being happy.
And Ellen said.
Being happy.
And you said.
Having fun.
Very good. You see, Ingeborg, if you're going to give the whole statement, then each person doesn't have a chance to say something for themselves. So being myself and having fun and being happy. Okay. Now, anybody in their right mind would say, hey, that's a cool way to live. And it is. It's a cool way to live. But it takes courage. It takes courage to live in that way because you haven't tried it before. Oh, yes, I've been happy. Have you been happy all the time? Oh, yes, I've been happy. I have such happy things going on in my life. I'm happy. Are you happy all the time? No. Why are you not happy all the time? Why are you not being yourself all the time? Why are you not having fun all the time? Because you're trying to live up to what the world thinks you should do. Now, Sylvia, what is it that your father expected you to be? I'm talking about the practical, obvious thing. A girl. Thank you very much. Your input is just beautiful. So Sylvia's daddy expected her to be a girl. He treated her like a girl. He looked at her like a girl. He said, man, you're a beautiful young girl. You're a lovely little thing. You know, you're great. And all of her life, her father looked at her as a girl and said, man, I got the best girl, the best looking daughter in the whole world. Wow, she is super. But then Sylvia fell off the wagon. She fell off the wagon of believing that she was the best looking girl in the world. And she started saying, I'm not so pretty. I'm not this. I'm not that, you know. And what happened when she started doing that? Then she started looking not pretty to herself. Now, to the rest of the world, the rest of the world has no idea what Sylvia looks like. They have no idea. Because the rest of the world sees Sylvia how they see themselves. Each person sees themselves in their unique way. Now, Ingeborg looks at herself and says, yes, I'm a very nice person. Or I'm not a nice person. Whatever. We're not going to go into any details. Whatever the situation may be. And so, however Ingeborg sees herself, she sees Sylvia. However Ellen sees herself, she sees Sylvia. Now, Ellen, are you a beautiful, fantastic, glorious woman?
Yes.
Wow. How do you see Sylvia?
Beautiful, fantastic, glorious woman.
Fantastic. Now, you see, that's the hang-up Ellen has. She has no ability to see Sylvia like Sylvia sees herself, unless she crawls into Sylvia's head. And she's not about to crawl into Sylvia's head because she's having too much fun in her own head. She's living in her own head. She's believing in her own head. She thinks her own head is, wow, wonderful, you know. She thinks she is just the coolest, most wonderful person that ever existed on the face of the earth. And she thinks, obviously, then everybody else is too. So, Ellen, how do you look at Ingeborg?
The beautiful, fantastic, glorious girl.
That's what you looked at when you saw Sylvia.
But that's my general vision of but my world.
Ellen is blind, isn't she? She doesn't know that you're different than she. She sees you just as beautiful as she is. Oof! Aren't you glad she sees a beautiful girl herself? You see, some people in this world, they don't have the courage to see themselves as beautiful. They look at themselves like the world has looked at them. Now, let's just take this fictitious character, Cinderella. Remember Cinderella? Mm-hmm. Now, Cinderella was the stepdaughter of her mother, you know. And her mother was not a very nice lady. And her sisters were not very pretty good sisters. But Cinderella looked at everything with love in her heart, didn't she? She did not judge her sisters for having more than she had, or her mother for doing things that she did. She didn't. All she did was just to be herself and have fun. And who were her friends? The creatures, the mice, the animals. You know, they were her creatures. They were her friends. And she lived in a fairy tale world, true. But I can tell you one thing. We'd all love to live in that fairy tale world. No, we wouldn't. We wouldn't like to have an ugly witch for a mother like that. And we wouldn't like to have these. Well, she didn't have them. Can you understand that she didn't have them? She didn't see them. She saw everybody just as beautiful as she was. And truly, when we hang in there, we'll get the glass slipper back on our foot. You know? Truly, if we'll hang in there, if we have the courage to stay with who we believe we are, and we have to believe it. We have to really see that that's who we are. Now, Ingeborg, are you a woman?
Yes, yes.
What do you mean, yes, yes? It should be yes! I mean, well, all right, now let's just look at it. Ingeborg has looked at women as just workhorses and nothing, and they're not important. They just have to do whatever their bosses tell them to do, and they're not of any value. Now, that's what she's experienced all her life. But is that the truth? Is Ingeborg a talented, capable, competent woman?
Yes.
Is Ingeborg a happy woman? Bitte?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, you see, the response we're getting shows us there's a little bit of happiness to pump up there a little bit, you know. A little bit of happiness. But it takes courage. Now, in all of life, everything we do is called a game. Everything we do is a game, whether we like it or not. And how we play that game is how we experience it. Now, are you experiencing the game of life in being happy and having fun and being yourself? Are you experiencing it in being, who do you think yourself is? See, that's a big point. If we think ourselves is a limited person and we're living up to that, well, then that's what we are. But we play the game. Now I tell Ingeborg, Ingeborg, your mother was the queen of Transylvania. And Ingeborg says, bully, bully. Transylvania is never a big deal. That's not the point. She's the queen of Transylvania. So what does that make you? Bitte? A princess. Yeah, mein Gott, yes. You're a princess. So if you are a princess, it doesn't matter whether you're the princess of Transylvania or the princess of England, you know? You are a princess. Okay, now. So you go to the ball, the big ball, wherever, whatever it is. And at the ball, all the princesses and the princes are invited from all over the world. Now, what prince is going to give you a second look? The handsome, desirable, courteous, kind, loving, gentle prince, or the prince who's going to just make you a drudge in his kingdom and the producer of his children and stuff like that? You know, well, what kind of a prince is going to pick you? Are you going to be picked by the prince who is charming and desirable and fantastic? Well, you got to play the game. You have to look at that prince. You have to look at him and say, ah, what a charming man. And he'll look at you and say, what does she see in me? Because they usually don't know how wonderful they are, you know. All princes are wonderful, of course. But they don't really know. And so he will come over and he'll talk to you. And you put your head demurely down. And he says, hey, babe, what you doing? You know. No, you are a prince with dignity. You have inner charm. You have inner confidence. You know who you are. You are wonderful. And if you don't choose him, you'll choose one of the other dozen, you know. You don't care. You're happy being yourself and having fun. You know, you are not living your life for somebody else. And if you enter into a kingdom with a young prince, you know what you're going to do? You're going to be a queen. You're not going to be his whatever princesses are who are not queens, you know. Because, you know, there are some women that are in the king's court who are not But I think marrying a king, you become a queen. Mm-hmm. And so you become a queen. But you might not act like a queen. You might act like a commoner, you know. Now, Princess Diane, the moment she became Princess Diane, perhaps she was always like that. Maybe she was always a very gracious, charming, delightful person. I'm sure she was. But when she married the prince, what happened to her? She blossomed, you know, like a lovely rose, and the world fell in love with her. Why didn't the world fall in love with her before she became the princess? Because they didn't know about her. Okay, now, you know about you. You know about you. You know about you. Now, have you ever sat down and decided what makes you happy? What it means to be yourself and have fun? Well, have you ever decided that? No, you haven't. So take the courage to do that and walk that path. Play that game of being yourself and having fun and being happy. Walk that path because nothing else matters. You can be on any job you want. And when you are tired of that job, you can say, I quit. You know that? You know that? You can say, I'm tired of that job. I quit. You're in the monastery, you're a monk, you're tired of the job, I quit. We don't own you. Nobody owns you. You own you. You're the one that owns you. You're totally in charge. And you can say, I quit, and go and do what you want. But have no bad back thoughts. Because those bad back thoughts will hold you in that former relationship that you just tried to get away from. So release it. Release it and say, hey, you guys are doing your thing. I got some new ideas I'm going to put in motion. And not that they're different or anything, but they're new ideas. They're being me. And, oh boy, have you got the courage to step out. Don't you realize that that world out there, you got to have money, you got to have this. Hey, when I leave this place, I mentally see myself having the perfect job, the perfect income, the perfect circumstances. I don't have to marry somebody to have money. I can. Or, hey, I'm independently wealthy. And did you know, Miss Sylvia, Miss Silly Sylvia, that your father didn't only leave the house. He left a great estate, but nobody knew about it because he wasn't a show-off. And this great estate is going to come to the surface within a very short time, and all of your family are going to receive a portion of it. And your portion will be enough to shake hands with Bill Gates, you see? Ho, ho, ho. So, is that hard to believe?
No.
She had to think about that. Yeah, that's a second too long. No, that's not hard to believe. And what about you, Ingeborg? You thought your old boy there, the husband that you had, hey, Ingeborg! She puts her hand to one side and saying, that's past. Yes. Hey, Ellen, her husband died, and who knows what sort of estates he left around that have not been revealed yet, because he wasn't planning on going at that moment. He was planning on taking a trip in a different direction. He had all sorts of things going, and beautiful things, and he didn't tell anybody half the things that he did, and they'll be revealed. And they'll be revealed in a very noble, wonderful way. And Ellen will have her handshake with Bill Gates. But that's wonderful. You understand? And you too. I mean, don't be stupid to say, my ex-husband, who I separated from so many years ago, owes me nothing. Hey, he doesn't owe you anything. Was he constantly asking you to come back home? All right. And you were in his mind. So you're in the awareness of the benefit and the love that he wants to share with you. Don't knock it. Be yourself and have fun and be happy. It takes courage to do that, especially if you have been not doing it for a long time and you've been putting negative thoughts in your consciousness that you don't really want to experience. Get with it. Be yourself and have fun. Have the courage to be happy. Have the courage to step out and just live your life in a joyous manner. Always fulfill your vows, agreements, and things like that. If you're working for a company, support that company with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul. You know, if you are working for IBM, IBM's the greatest company in the world, you know, country in the world. It's the greatest company. If you're working for, as I told this young boy on the airplane coming back from Farmington, very pleasant young fellow, and I said, yeah, I teach philosophy and things like that. And he said, oh, you just like my philosophy teacher I had at Loyola University in Chicago. He was crazy, you know. He just did whatever he wanted to do, went wherever he wanted to do, and he too said he teaches his philosophy. and I thought, hey, cool, cool. And I said, I presume you're Catholic. He said, yeah. And I said, well, be the best Catholic that you ever can be and live in that happy attitude about your life. And if you ever change, change. But the thing is, whenever you're doing anything, do it well. I said, I was at Marquette University with the Jesuits, and the Jesuits were saying the Pope putting out new encyclicas, it didn't bother them. They didn't pay attention to them. Well, now, when the staff of any religion do not follow the religion, they shouldn't be in it. They shouldn't be in it. If you're going to believe in something, believe in it with your whole heart. And I might add this as a very important addendum. You can have no more than one God. You can have no more than one master. And if you're going to be going to the Catholic Church, to the Protestant Church, to the Hebrew Church, to the Hindu Church, to the Buddhist churches, you know, to the whatever, you are very foolish. Set your sight clearly on any direction and follow it with all your heart and soul and being. Don't be possessed by it, but follow it. Take the great joy that's to come out of it. And if that's your life experience, that's great too. But if not, whenever you do something, quit the other and then go into the next. But if you stay associated one place and then another place, then what happens to you? You have two masters. You have two masters. Yes, that's a decision each of us has to make. Mm-hmm. In many other areas too. Okay, courage is doing the untried. We didn't believe it could be possible, and we're doing it, and it's more than possible. It's our reality. So you have a lovely, lovely day, and do beautiful things, and know that I am always with you, blessing you, loving you, and thinking wonderful thoughts about you. I love you.
Thank you.
I love you. I love you.
Love you.